Well, how do you do? How do you do? I don't know that we've met. Yeah, I think I've seen you before. How do you do?
Hello.
I'm new here. I'm new here to this flock. My name is Mabel. And as you can probably tell, I'm the black sheep of the family. Okay, I'm going to break character for a moment. To see Dave laugh at a pun was an answer to prayer. I am the black sheep. Now back into character. I was rescued from poachers by your good shepherd. I am so relieved to be here among all of you. It can be scary out there when you aren't part of a flock. So it's good to make your acquaintance, and I look forward to getting to know each of you. Actually, if the truth be told, I have long wanted to be a part of this flock, for I heard you are often taken to beautiful green pastures, the best green pastures, and that you get to rest beside still waters. The Good Shepherd is known for making sure that the flock stays together and will even go to great lengths to find even a single wanderer. Wow, that is some shepherd, which is why we all have heard about him. I am glad to be part of a flock again. It's hard when you're on your own. For, you know, we sheep are meant to be in flocks. We are social. We like being together. In fact, we really don't do very well on our own. Since we really don't have any defense mechanisms to protect ourselves, we are the favorite meal of our many predators, like wolves and coyotes. There is safety and security and strength being in the flock. When I was with the poachers, I was frightened. I wasn't sure which direction to go to get food and water and to be safe, because they didn't really take care of me. I guess they expected me just to take care of myself. There's something about being in the flock that's reassuring. I like having friends I can count on. And in the flock, we all have each other's back, right? Okay, thank you. I wasn't so sure that this really was the Good Shepherd's flock there for a moment. But isn't it great? One of the things I love about being a sheep is that we have great hearing. That means I can learn the Good Shepherd's voice quickly so that I can follow him. I'm sure you all go to watering holes where there are other flocks with other shepherds. And when it's time to go home, it can be chaos because we all leave at the same time. Imagine if we couldn't recognize our shepherd's voice and his special call to us. We might follow the wrong shepherd. That could get us into a lot of trouble and even danger. Once we realized our mistake, how would we get back? Let me tell you a little bit about my story, because maybe yours has some similarities. One day, I have to admit, I wasn't paying attention. I was just chewing grass. Life was good. And I thought the one I was following was my shepherd. But then I saw where we were going, and it wasn't toward our sheepfold. Then the poachers came, and they had weapons. And these shepherds that were my shepherd, rather than fighting them, they just ran away. And there we were. And that's how I ended up with the poachers. Now, I know that shepherds, even the good shepherd, can't keep bad things from threatening us, because we still live out with the wolves and the coyotes and the things that can be dangerous. But running away and not even staying with us when we're scared or in danger? I am so glad now to be with all of you and the good shepherd. I had heard that the good shepherd said he would even sacrifice his own life for the flock. Have you heard that too? Yeah? Well, then it must be true if you've heard it. I mean, that's real dedication and love for us, isn't it? I've never heard of any other shepherd willing to go to those lengths to save the sheep in his care. Now, when I was with the other flock, the owner also had some cattle. Now, I don't know if you sheep have been around much cattle, but they thought we were stupid. Well, let me tell you a few things about cattle. They would not follow a leader if you paid them. They wouldn't follow a leader if their life depended on it. In fact, they won't follow anyone. That's why cowherds have to come from behind and poke and prod them. Why they have to have special dogs to keep them all together from behind so they go where they're supposed to. Left to their own devices, they would probably just stand there chewing their cud. Makes you wonder who's stupid, doesn't it? But we sheep, we let the shepherd lead us. We want the shepherd to lead us. The shepherd goes ahead of us to make sure that the way is safe, that where we're going will have plenty of grass for grazing and plenty of good water to drink. He will look out for us, watching for predators and other dangers. The cowherd, by being at the back, can't do any of that for the cattle. So I'd say we sheep aren't so dumb, eh? We don't like being pushed. We like being led by a real shepherd. Now, I have heard that humans refer to those they don't like as sheep because they might follow a particular leader's guidance. And I think what's behind this is that they think as sheep, we follow without even thinking about it. But that's not true. We know our shepherd's voice. We aren't just going to follow anyone. Only the one whose voice we know and who knows us, because he does know us so well. Now, I had heard of one instance in this flock, where one sheep had wandered off and fallen down into a ditch, and the good shepherd left the rest of you to go hunting for that one sheep. Now, maybe that one was you. Maybe he has rescued you when you wandered off. I mean, he must really care for each one of us to do that, while also working to keep us together as one flock. Shepherding is a really difficult job when you do it right, which is how I got here to be with you, because of the Good Shepherd. As you can plainly see, as I said before, I'm a black sheep. There aren't many of us in any given flock. And we're often considered, at least in our day, not as worthy. We aren't valued as much because you can't dye our wool. And in a desert climate, who wants to wear black? Our wool can't be spun into the beautiful red and purple and gold cloth that is so valuable to humans. So we often aren't treated very well, and even at market, our wool doesn't sell for much. Now, my previous owner was not happy that I was a black sheep, and he didn't treat me like he did the white sheep. They had real value for him. There was much he could do with their wool. So I got the dregs of the food and was pushed aside at the watering hole. Pretty soon, the other sheep started treating me the same way the shepherd did. And while I was technically part of the flock, I really wasn't part of the group. Have you ever known that feeling in some group? Then the good shepherd found me with those poachers, and he called to me. He had to keep calling me because I really wasn't sure it was really me he was calling, because he didn't sound like the other shepherd. But then I realized, yes, he was calling me because he was calling me by name and wanted me to follow. He knew my name. I hadn't even met him, and he knew who I was. And so I followed him. Yes, I come from another flock, but the good shepherd made it clear that I am now part of his flock, and that he loves me and values me just like he does all his sheep. Even though I'm a black sheep and of little value to others in the world, even though I have been from flock to flock trying to find my place. Now, I look out here and I see that I'm not the only one whose story might be like that, because I see all kinds of sheep in this flock. Gray ones, black ones, white ones, brown ones, spotted ones. Some of us even have a different color face than the rest of our body and the wool. And those of us with horns have all kinds of them. Some of us are even from other parts of the world. And Jesus just keeps bringing more and more sheep into the flock. And yet, I understand that the sheepfold never gets too crowded. It's as if it grows to accommodate all the new sheep. Isn't that amazing? And you all have been so kind since I came. As a flock, it seems that you all care for each other. I've never had that before. Where I was before, it was every sheep for themselves. By caring for each other, it makes the flock more unified, more welcoming to new sheep. We're able to include other sheep more easily. Maybe some of the good shepherd rubs off on us. As he cares for us, we learn to care for each other. I did have a few friends in my other flock, and I have to admit I wonder about them, if they're safe, or if they too have been poached from the flock. I hope Jesus finds them and calls them into this flock so that I can welcome them. Well, I plan to welcome any new sheep, just as you have welcomed me, because it is what the Good Shepherd would want us to do. Amen.